Welcome to Module 7 of this MVA course as we're taking a look at best practices for how to automate workloads with System Center Orchestrator. In this module, we're going to be taking a look at the Exchange User Integration Pack. Now, in our previous module, we took a look at the Exchange Administrator Integration Pack. And if you're a heavy Exchange administrator, you're probably going to want to use both. Essentially, the Exchange Administrator one allows you to go and interact with the Exchange server, whereas this one that we're going to be discussing in this module is the Exchange User one, which allows you to simulate tasks by a user, where you'll log into a specific mailbox and from there do things such as manage calendar, send email, etc. So again, we probably encourage you to check out both this module as well as the previous one. But I'm now going to turn it over to Gordon, who's going to give us an overview of what we're going to be discussing here.
Thank you, Simon. So, we've talked earlier today about the Exchange administration, how we can perform administration tasks. This is the other bucket around managing Exchange. And this is one that I actually personally use. And I'll give you a couple of scenarios around that in my organization to kind of carry out some tasks. So, as you mentioned already, this is connecting to a user's mailbox or account. And what I'm going to do is give you an overview of that. We're going to talk about the registration deployment again. We're going to look at the connection configuration, which is slightly different to the administration one. We're going to look at the activities in here. I'm going to explain some good scenarios around that. I'm going to give you a quick demo on using the integration pack. I'm going to talk about best practices. And finally, we're going to talk about some of the places on the net that you can go and grab this integration pack from. So quick overview of the Exchange integration pack for users. It has a number of activities that can be used to automate tasks in Exchange server, including creating and sending emails, creating appointments, creating contact groups, forwarding emails, and forwarding apps.
So now tell me, you've actually got a couple of real-world examples that you use this for, right? You were telling me during one of our breaks. Could you just give us some of your favorites here?
Yeah, no problem at all. So, you know, what I like about this is the ability to be able to connect to a user's calendar. So me personally, I actually have two separate Exchange mailboxes. I actually have my organizational one, and I kind of have an Outlook 365 one that I use as well, or an Office 365 one. And I actually get meeting invites appearing in both calendars, yeah? So one of my mailboxes, I can't forward calendar invites onto the other one. So I actually use Orchestrator to go up and scan one of my mailboxes for new calendar invites. When I get that calendar appointment, I go and recreate that calendar in my second calendar. And, you know, it's a kind of a bit of an off-the-cuff one, but, you know, I had a business problem and I used Orchestrator to solve that business problem. So it's extremely good. You know, I mentioned earlier on as well about user onboarding. So we've done a couple of user onboarding scripts. One of the things you might want to do in a user onboarding process is maybe scan a calendar for, it might be the training person's calendar or the training team's calendar. I can go and scan their calendar for an available appointment, and then I can create a calendar appointment for my new starter. I can then copy that calendar appointment to my user's mailbox, and therefore I've automated a task that would normally take somebody normally a manual task for somebody to do. I can also do things like create contact groups as well. You know, if I've got a list of users or I've got somebody adding users to a list, I can then go and create that contact group. And again, it might be in a specific calendar. You know, other examples of usages for appointments are selecting meeting rooms. Yeah, something that I know Microsoft use considerably here. When you've got a meeting room, you go to a calendar and you actually book a meeting within that calendar. So I could have that automated off a self-service portal or through some other task as well. And one final thing, and one ways that we're going to show you in the demo, is you can use it for creating and sending emails and forwarding emails to another place as well. So very, very useful, and all based around an individual user's mailbox or connecting to an individual user's mailbox. So registering and deploying, again, we use Orchestrator Deployment Manager, register the integration pack with the management server, deploy the integration pack to my Runbook servers and Runbook designers, confirm that the integration pack has been registered and deployed in the UI, and then you're basically good to go in my environment. My next step is to add my connection information. So this is slightly different from Exchange Admin, where I'm using an Exchange Administrator account to connect to my Exchange server backend. With this one, I'm connecting to an individual mailbox. So I need to add the Exchange server address that I'm connecting to, either that on-prem or off-prem, so that could be Office 365. I can use auto-discover if that's kind of available publicly through my Exchange server. I then put my username and password of the actual mailbox I want to connect to. I have a domain and a timeout that I specify as well. So again, multiple connections can be created for different users. And in this instance, that's different mailboxes that I might need to connect into with workflows.
Now, you mentioned you can actually connect to Office 365 using this Exchange user integration pack. Do you have the ability to connect to Office 365 with the Exchange administrator one to actually create a mailbox, for
example? Yeah, absolutely. So both of these integration packs support the kind of hybrid scenario. So they'll support either on-prem or in the cloud, whichever one you specify. And in fact, you know, both my mailboxes in my scenario that I gave before are Office 365 based. So I actually do an Office 365 to Office 365 connection with mine. So activities we've kind of covered. A couple of other ones I'll jump out. Get an item, you know, that could be getting some information from an appointment, from a calendar, or getting an item from a mailbox. Monitor an item. So I could monitor a mailbox for a new email coming in and notify somebody that new email's been created. I could monitor a calendar for a new calendar invite, and then inform somebody by email that a new calendar invite has come in. I can also move and copy individual items from a mailbox as well to another mailbox, for example.
All right. Well, while we get loaded for the demo, I'm going to jump in and give another tip. And this is a question I get asked a lot about the Runbook Designer. And it is, why are the activities that you see, or sorry, the different integration packs that you see listed in kind of a random order? Well, reality is, when you actually go and register an integration pack, what happens is we create a GUID, a globally unique ID for it, and associate that with that integration pack. Now, when you open the Runbook Designer, it goes and it loads the list of those different integration packs, and it sorts it based on that GUID order. So that's why you could go and register a brand new integration pack today, and then you'll see it maybe at the top of the list, maybe at the middle, maybe at the bottom. Now, there's no easy workaround to go and reorder this. However, you can manually go edit registry settings, reorder them with the GUID, but do that cautiously as that is a non-supported mechanism. All right, and let's jump back over to the demo now.
Okay, so I'm going to do a really simple demo to show some activities that we're going to use around creating and sending emails and also replying to a message. So I've got a create and send email here. You can see I've dragged it out from the Exchange user integration pack. And you can see here that I'm sending an email to administrator. The subject's going to be test mail. The email is going to be from orchestrator. And you know, I've got a destination folder there, which is my inbox that I'm going to send that to. So I'm just going to basically add that into my favorite little runbook tester here. And I'm going to run through that activity. You can see it's connecting there. And if I look at the details, I can see that it's successfully connected in and sent that email out. So if I quickly go into Outbox, you can see there's my test email that's been created to my administrator. Now, what I want to do is I want to automate a reply to that mail. So, you know, it might be, for example, that I'm waiting for a mail from a certain person and I want to send them a document, or I want to let them know, you know, but I don't necessarily want to kind of switch on my out of office and reject to everybody. So it might just be a certain person that I want to send an email to. So I'm going to do a get item here. And I'm going to actually basically connect to my Exchange email items. I'm going to search the folder inbox, and I'm not going to search any subfolders within there. And, you know, again, I could add further filters to that that kind of look at certain things in the subject text, for example. But in this instance, I know that I've only got one email in my mailbox for demo purposes. So I'm just going to basically pull that up in the Runbook tester. And then I'm going to basically run through that. And you can see again, that's connecting there. It's showing the details of that connection in there. You can see the conversation ID that's taken place between me and Exchange. And if I look at the second detail there, I can see that I've actually sent a reply to my message here. And again, if we kind of look into Outlook, and kind of we look at, I'll do a little send and receive there. Actually, it dropped into my address folder, but there's my auto reply there. just to prove it's worked, which is mail to apply from Orchestrator. And you can see that I've done here both my test mail and my automated reply, all from an Orchestrator runbook. Pretty amazing.
Very nice. Well, that was a great demo there. Why don't you talk us through these best practices as well?
Yeah, so one, I wanted to drop one interesting scenario on you, actually.
Okay.
While we're going through the best practices, is that around the calendar invites. So one particular thing that I had to crack with this integration pack, or I had to crack as a business challenge, was I was trying to transition all of my developers and consultants over to Azure. Now, the problem was my developers are used to having rack-hosted servers, and they spin up machines and they run them at 90%. So I had to get them used to this kind of, how do they spin up a demo environment that they use, and how do I spin it down afterwards, yeah? So what I actually do is I now do demo environment via calendar invite. So they put a calendar invite in their calendar. I have Orchestrator running and checking their calendar, and in the calendar invite, this title of the appointment will be the name of the demo environment that I want to spin up. So I find that appointment 5 minutes before the meeting appointment is about to start. I actually spin up the environment in Azure, and 5 minutes after the meeting appointment is finished, I spin the environment down. So again, another kind of
Very real world scenario.
That we use to do that.
And I mean, for any type of consumption-based product that you've got to pay for per, you know, per hour, per dollar, per gigabyte, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a good use case scenario. So best practices, use multiple connections, and particularly with this pack, you're going to want to have a different connection for each mailbox that you want to connect to. Sure, the credentials are specified correctly. Test your runbooks using the runbook tester, and we've been doing that quite a lot throughout this course, and add any error handling activities to capture error logs, and we've seen a few of them in this course, and we can see that the data that's coming in for troubleshooting purposes. So finally, we can basically acquire the integration pack from the following URL, which lists all of the Microsoft integration packs. There's actually some great third-party resources out there as well that kind of add to this as well. So if we look at the Scorch Download Center, I think it is.
Scorchcenter.com.
Scorchcenter.com /IP list. You can list all of the integration packs, both Microsoft and third-party, that are available out there.
Great. Thanks for finishing. That was a great demo. Very cool. Awesome scenarios as well. I think a lot of people out there could really kind of take advantage of that as they think about scheduling challenges. How to really integrate that with making other types of resource-based appointments associated with that. Well, that wraps up our module on looking at Exchange, specifically the Exchange User Integration Pack. In our next module, we're going to be taking a look at how we can do automation with SharePoint.